Well, you guys faced a very tough pitcher in Christopher Sanchez today, but another shutout and only three runs scored across the series against the Phillies. How do you assess it now here at the end?
Yeah, tough three games. They're starting pitchers on a little bit of a roll right now, to say the least. Pretty darn good. We battled him, but just not quite good enough.
What did you think of Walker Buehler's day today and the efficiency he was able to provide?
Yeah, he pitched great. It was, low pitch count. Got there the third time through the lineup. You know, they're big left-handed hitters that have kind of given us trouble this year and over all the years, and felt like we needed to bring one of our best guys in from the bullpen to try to shut that inning down, and, you know, a couple balls through the hole, and that's how they scored.
You kind of addressed it, but you do that 1,000 times. He got the two ground balls. He's good at stranding runners. Adrian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, feel good about it. Feel good about that decision. Feel, you know, Walker probably would have done something similar, given up weak contact. Maybe they go out somebody, maybe they don't. It's the guessing game of baseball.
There have been a couple times during this streak where you guys haven't brought a runner in scoring position, that also the situation hitting, like today. Is that, how much of a disappointment is that, that you're not getting, like, the productive outs?
Yeah, it's definitely a grind, you know, for those guys offensively and us, you know, just not taking advantage of some of the opportunities that we did have. There's a little credit to their pitching, but also we've got to figure out a way to be better. We've got to figure out a way to be better in those situations. Runners in scoring position, you know, we're searching for that big hit. Maybe sometimes we're trying to do a little too much, but we got to stay within our approach and hit some line drives.
Have you seen anything change in those at-bats? Because as you alluded to the other day, you were pretty good for most of the season in those spots.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know why they would have any reason to change. Sometimes, you know, it's just the ebbs and flows of a season. You're just never going to be amazing at it the entire year, and this is a part of the season where we're struggling.
What do you think of Jackson's at-bats today after kind of a tough day yesterday? Seemed to bounce back nicely against some tough pitchers.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, a couple great at-bats by him today. Battled, you know, tough left-on-left matchup for him. And for him to, you know, that opposite field single, that's what, you know, when he first came up, that's what his bread and butter was too. And I think a little bit of that just mindset of getting back to that, you know, and then seeing one go in that first at bat was nice to see, and then gets another double down the line. So, you know, hopefully he's trending in the right direction, and that's good news for the Padres.
Starting to look like more natural for Tatis at second base. I mean, obviously he was always athletic enough to handle it, but just in terms of maybe getting more acclimated.
Yeah, he's taking something that looked normal to him and making it look spectacular, just like he does about everything else. So it's fun to see him over there at second base and make some plays that, you know, he made look easy today that are very difficult. He's definitely turning into one of the best second basemen in all of baseball.
Maybe it's a little bit like the answer for the situational hitting, but like, what are you guys seeing with the strikeouts for you guys being up so much this year?
Striking outs being a lot of strikeouts,
yes.
This year. Yeah, I mean, we're striking out a lot, and we've got to figure out a way to change that.
You had said in spring how you weren't going to have catchers, you know, be assigned, and then it kind of was like the same guys were catching, and then you've mixed it up recently, like Freddie today in for Walker. What was that?
Yeah, I just wanted to get Freddie in there. You know, he's the guy that we've trusted as our number one catcher, you know, going into the season, and we gave him a little bit of a breather to kind of get his body right a little bit, and now, you know, he's our guy. We got to trust him, especially against, you know, good pitching, and, you know, felt like him and Walker will work fine together, and they worked really good today. So, those things like are always movable and pliable. You know, certain guys do certain well with certain catchers, and sometimes it doesn't really matter. I think we got a lot of pitchers, it doesn't really matter, but it's a nice way to break up those guys and keep them fresh.
How do you kind of look at this, where it's like the offense has been struggling and you, oh, cool, get to go up against Christopher Sanchez today? Is there, like, not that you're throwing it away and not taking, but I'm just wondering what your takeaway is from it.
There's nothing better than playing Major League Baseball and getting a take on the best. And getting to figure out if you're good enough to compete, and if you're, you know, if you can beat that person. And so today was a challenge that we didn't have success with. But again, we're going to see a guy like that down the road, probably in a week. We're going to see him again, and we're going to step up to the plate and take that challenge on and have some fun with it and try to figure it out if we're good enough.
I don't know if there's an easy way to segue from this series into the next series, but you're going to Washington to manage. As the opposing manager in Washington, you spent a lot of time there. What are your kind of thoughts on what that'll be like for you?
Yeah, I think it's a series that a few of us on the coaching staff have circled for a while and are excited to go back to a place that we considered home for a long time. Randy Knorr, Bobby Henley, myself, Nick Pivetta, Lucas Giolito, all his former, Steven Souza Jr., forgot about him. All of us, you know, got our taste of the big leagues with that team and had a lot of success in that stadium and a lot of good memories. So it'll be good to go back. It's always been good to go back even as a member of the Padres, and this will be a different, you know, way of going back for me, but it'll be equally as fun.
Craig, there's been a lot of talk about Steven Souza Jr. kind of considering the struggles offensively. Can you kind of enlighten some of us just how much of a role he has with the approach on offense and during these struggles, what he's trying to do to change things up?
Yeah, in my opinion, it has nothing to do with him. This is the Padres hitting. This is the Padres organization and how we go about taking at-bats. It's on all of us, and more specifically, probably on me. You know, I'm the one in charge, and we've got to figure out a way to hit.